Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 2. Watching and being ready in order to be prepared by the Lord for His second and imminent coming. Wednesday related verses. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3, 7, 11, 4, and 10. Let no one deceive you in any way, because it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 7. For it is the mystery of lawlessness that is now operating, but only until the one now restraining goes out of the way. Verse 11. And because of this, God sends to them an operation of error, that they might believe the lie. Verse 4. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or an object of worship, so that he sits in the temple of God, setting himself forth, saying that he is God. Verse 10. And in all deceit of unrighteousness among those who are perishing, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. And because lawlessness will be multiplied, the love of the many will grow cold. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. For the Son of Man is to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay each man according to his doings. Luke chapter 18, verse 8. I tell you that he will carry out their avenging quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36. But take heed to yourselves, lest perhaps your heart be weighed down with debauchery and drunkenness and the anxieties of life, and that day come upon you suddenly as a snare. For it will come in upon all those dwelling on the face of all the earth. But be watchful at every time, beseeching that you would prevail to escape all these things which are about to happen, and stand before the Son of Man. Revelation chapter 3, verse 22. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Suggested reading. Before the day of the Lord's second coming, the apostasy will come, and the man of lawlessness, Antichrist, will be revealed. These things are signs of the Lord's second coming. Although Antichrist has not yet been revealed, the mystery of lawlessness is already operating on the earth, so the earth is filled with apostasy. This tells us that the day of the Lord's second coming is not far off. Because the perishing ones did not receive the love of the truth, which God intended to give them that they might be saved, God sends to them an operation of error, an active power of misleading, that they might believe the lie. The prophecy spoken of through Daniel indicates that the abomination of desolation will occur in the middle of the week, the last half of the final 7 years of the church age. In the middle of this week, Antichrist will set up the abomination of desolation in the holy place. According to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, holy place refers to the temple of God. Antichrist will set up an abominable idol of desolation, an image of himself, in the temple and make people worship it. This shows that the temple in Jerusalem will be restored. When the Great Tribulation, the last 3.5 years, is about to begin, Antichrist will set up his image in the temple. When this happens, the day of the Lord's second coming will be very close. We should have no desire to be on earth to see the fulfillment of this prophecy. Instead, our hope should be focused on being raptured by the Lord from the earth to his presence before the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 describes the condition of human society at the end of this age as a sign of the Lord's second coming. In the last days, men will love themselves the most, followed closely by money. There also will be boasting, arrogance, reviling, and the blaspheming of God. People today do not want to be restricted. They all do things recklessly and arrogantly under the guise of freedom. It is also a particular characteristic of people today to be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. These are all signs of the Lord's second coming, and they should remind us that we must watch and be prepared for the Lord to come. By the time of his second coming, many of the believers will have little faith. A lack of faith among believers is a sign of the Lord's second coming. Before the Lord's imminent coming, there will be clear signs. During this time, men will accumulate wealth in an unprecedented way. No other age will see as much wealth as the age immediately preceding the Lord's return. Not only is there a multiplication of material enjoyment, but there is a multiplication of lustful indulgence. I am saying this to let all the brothers and sisters throughout the world know that the day of the Lord is approaching. We have to spend whatever we have on the Lord while the money is still useful.